body. Here's to the biscuit top. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. There's an ongoing issue of how science is reported. I was watching, curiously enough, John Oliver and his wacky program last week tonight. He had a nice show on exactly that problem of how people get their science basically gossip.
Some of this stuff is so anecdotal.
Yeah.
There's no evidence for it, but they're reported as if this has been a study and that there's evidence for some little thing having to do with diet or exercise or something that you should avoid eating and all of that stuff. What he pointed out was that so much of this stuff is garbage.
Yeah, and they don't tell you what the basis of the study was.
No.
They just say a study, a scientific study.
Yeah.
Scientists tell us.
Sometimes the sample size may be 20 people or 15 people, or sometimes it could even be a rat study or a mouse study, but they'll say a study, and then they'll give those results, but it only applies to the test animal.
That's a very interesting thing. One of the problems is that we're told about studies which there was no follow-up on. We don't know, for instance, how many people were studied. There's no Nobel Prize for fact-checking. Follow-up studies, you don't know if there were follow-up studies done. There's no funding for those kinds of studies.
To duplicate the results of a study, there is no funding for that.
What you have to do is rely on long-running studies with a large population that was studied. Mm-hmm. Over a lengthy period of time. And then you find out that some studies have been suppressed. And that's exactly the sort of situation that we're confronted with today and we want to talk about. It turns out that one of the monumental studies that have affected us in the last 40 years is the study that Ansel Keys headed up called the Seven Countries Study that revealed that the problem with saturated fats was basically what was causing heart problems. Mm-hmm. And if we all went on low-fat diets, particularly saturated fats, animal fats, if we switched to vegetable fats, that would be extremely helpful because they're not saturated. They're polyunsaturated fats, that this would be helpful. It completely ignored the presence of sugar in our diet. People took this to heart, and they did reduce their fat intake, particularly of animal fats.
Mm-hmm.
They switched to safflower oils.
Right, and the vegetable fats.
Yeah. What happened was this tremendous increase in obesity and actually heart conditions and heart attacks and the rise of diabetes.
These studies were done a long time ago. There was evidence 40 years ago that saturated fats had very little effect on heart disease. And yet the studies, as you said, were suppressed. Why?
There's been criticism of Ansel Keys' Seven Countries study. That program studied 22 countries, but only seven of those countries, apparently, according to the critics of the study, these critics came along much later. They said the other countries, the findings did not really support his basic thesis, which was that saturated fats was the source of the problem. What he also downplayed was the fact that another feature of those seven countries who had a low incidence of heart attacks was that they were very low in sugar. Those people did not consume a great deal of sugar. And that was sort of ignored and waved aside. And when John Yudkin came out with his study about sugar, Keys was very adamant. He really attacked Yudkin. Ansel Keys was an extraordinary man.
He was a big proponent of olive oil and the Mediterranean diet.
Well, he lived in southern Italy for most of the rest of his life.
Well, he lived to be 101.
Yeah.
So he was doing something right.
He got his PhD from Berkeley, where you got your PhD, Greg. We don't blame Berkeley for this. He was essentially a biologist. We're going to pursue this in yet another program, and we want to go into a little more detail.
About the studies that were done.
Come back next week for
The Food Guys.
Food Guys. da 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 da